I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Wednesday. You are indeed in the loop. And I'm not going to lie. Hearing that Sean Pendergast has that he has storage lockers across the country makes me think more and more that he is some level of secret agent.
Yeah.
That these are the places where he goes and switches identities when he's on the run.
Got at least two here and one in Chicago, and that's the only ones I'm going to talk about.
Okay, yeah.
Storage Wars would have a field day with him.
Yeah. Touché. All right, let's get going.
And I would sell. I would be like, yep, $800. Take the whole thing.
Let's get going on a Wednesday here. You're in the loop. John Lopez, Reginald Attu, LaFiggy Fig, and you, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, thank you to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, I see you guys in there already talking about cribbage. Fantastic.
What?
Also, the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Where,
wall ball.
Yes. Well, that is definitely my answer, 100%. But let's get going on this Texans team. It's Wednesday. We're kind of at hump day, headed towards now the football game on Sunday. But I think this moment gives us an opportunity to stop and reflect. We mentioned it on Monday. We didn't talk a lot about it, or I guess in a way we were talking about it all the whole way. It's kind of the undercurrent of this entire thing is the big pendulum shift that has been the Texans season. Mm-hmm. Where early on, you were 0-3. It felt hapless. And even I keep saying 0-3 because you got the zero there. I mean, even still, like the Monday night game versus Seattle was a problem. I mean, you had an up and down after
that.
Still felt really, really bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to a place where it still felt really, really mm-hmm. bad in that time period. And now you're on a swing where you are one of the most discussed teams in the NFL, especially when you start talking about teams that nobody wants to see. Mm-hmm. Everybody is gushing over this defense. And so within this, you got to give the head coach some credit, a lot of credit, in fact, in keeping this team stable and having them change the performance, helping them finish, so on and so forth. Is there any move in particular or decision that DeMeco made that was the biggest difference in getting that team from 0-3 and really problematic to mm-hmm. this place where they're definitely going to make, or it feels very prominent, probable that they make the playoffs and that they have an opportunity to do something special?
There absolutely was, and I think it might be more than one. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is more than one. But, you know, we were just talking about it. People are stopping you at the grocery store. People are texting you. People are saying, hey, how about the hallways here in our building? You know, you can't go to the bathroom without somebody saying, hey, so blah, blah, blah on the Texans. You know, we're here. You know, we're here where this is the team that is capturing the fancies of the city of Houston collectively. And so it's not just like, hey, what a great defense. How did they go from there to here? What were the decisions that were made when you were at rock bottom that ultimately led you to where you are now? And I keep pointing back to one that I think changed the entire dynamic, paradigm shifting, if you want to go there or whatever. But I think there's more, and I'm curious what you guys think. I keep going back to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. To me, that one decision.
Really?
Yes.
That one feels like that's not even on the podium of the decisions.
It is number one, and let me explain why. They brought him in, and we're like, and I was guilty as anybody. Boy, this guy's going to change everything.
I don't know why you would feel any different.
This guy's going to change everything. And then there came a moment when the Texans decided he's a little bit too rogue. He's not doing, you know, just do your job thing. You know, do your assignment. He's not doing one play at a time. He wants his. And I think the message that was sent when they said so long to C.J. Gardner-Johnson really just galvanized what they are as a defense. Like, even that dude got cut, or, you know, even that dude went away. And if you're not doing, you know, exactly what Coach D'Amico Ryan says, and Togi, I talked about this a little bit yesterday on the player's show, but, you know, I think that one moment sort of not just on the defensive side, but especially on the defensive side, told the team, we don't care who you are. We just want you to do this, and we want you to do this right, and we want you to play your role, and we want you to fit in the scheme, whether that scheme is offensively or defensively. I think that one move changed everything, but there are others, and I'm curious what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think that I hear you in the idea that of like a tone-setting move. Maybe I'm being romantic about this, but it feels like, especially with so much of this defense being holdover from last year's fantastic defense, it felt like they already, a majority of that defense already had that culture established.
But it was getting smoked.
Yes, it was getting smoked, but yeah. I think that was in large part because you had that one guy who was not.
That's why I'm thinking that's the move that said, okay.
And so I felt like that was a move that was important, sure, but I don't know that I was like, oh, this was the big swing of things for this team, because I think that like everybody else was holding up to that and they were compensating for a C.J. Gardner-Johnson that just was not happy in his role and not playing it to the satisfaction of this place. We've seen C.J. Gardner-Johnson, funny enough, go somewhere else, get cut, but then find his place, find his level in a role that fit him, and they've been able to continue to be good, in fact, great as a defense with all due respect, replacement-level players in that spot. So as much as I think that making that decision was obviously a good one, clearly, I'd be insane to be sitting in front of you right now trying to tell you that, yeah, no, that didn't make a difference. No, it made a difference, but I think that there's much bigger shifts that happen with this team. But I get where you're coming from. Like, this is what allowed their defense to, you know, mend the porthole that was there and make them the Death Star again. Like, this is what allowed them to do that. So I feel you on that. However, I feel like there's probably bigger ones. And one of the ones that comes to mind for me is the decision to hand over play calling duties to Matt Burke.
That's a good one.
I think that that one mattered, because I think when we talk about stabilizing, as I kind of painted the picture of this team, where you go early on, you had some, you know, instability. Now you've kind of found a little bit more stability. D'Amico Ryan's, we've always called it his defense in a way that has made us uncomfortable when we're talking about it, because it's like, hey, the defense coordinator is Matt Burke and he does things over there. But I thought, one, you've seen some of the places where I think Matt Burke has brought some additional things, even though he's always been involved in the situation of building the defense, game planning, things of that nature. And I think that we're seeing, as much as I still think there's room to grow for D'Amico, we're seeing growth in him as a head coach. I was very encouraged in the last couple of weeks, and it sounds weird because it's more of a negative thing that he was talking about, but his willingness to look at some of the offensive things and go, no, this needs to be better, this needs to be better, and not necessarily shield those guys from it, even though I know that he's not like attacking anybody on the offense.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryan's, talk about last year, where it was almost like, it felt like he was turning a blind eye to what was happening on the offense. Even early on in the season, it's the, we all are working together and we're all in one, almost feeling like he was shielding the offense. And I feel like he's become more head coachly in a way, being able to step back and have more of a holistic view of this team. And I think that that matters to a great deal with this team.
No, I think that is very big. But the reason I go back to that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not just the message that it was sent, but the fact that they did it. There are coaches and general managers in this league right now that would have said, well, we made this deal. Let's try to make it work. You know, they would still be trying to make C.J. Gardner work into the system.
Sure.
They said, nope. We're cutting bait. That's a tough, big decision for a general, which goes on his mark. It goes on his record and goes on the head coach's record if you make that move to make the cut. And I just think it was so big. There are also some smaller ones that I feel deserve to be mentioned.
Okay.
Because I think they're very, very big. Remember when Christian Harris was the it guy two seasons ago?
Yeah.
And then Henry Toa, because of his injury and whatever else was going on, Henry Toa comes in and plays really well. Then we go into this season and Christian Harris is back ultimately on the roster. You know who's still the dude over there? He talks about competition. And you're going to earn your spot and all that. Christian Harris was the draft pick and everything else. And to bring in Toa and stick with him, That's just like a little margins kind of thing that makes a world of difference with this defense. I mean, what's Christian Harris doing right now?
I do not know. Some of it was last year, I think, injury. The injury clearly
and
factored
then
in.
Vagaries.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have a great viewpoint on that, but yeah, they have been loyal to Henry Toto and believed in his ability to develop. Yeah. And he has developed. Like, there's still small instances where you go, oh, okay, there's the downside of Henry Toto, but it's a lot more positive than negative. I think that is 100% fair. A great one that comes in, and this is actually a Nick Caserio joint, so I guess they do it as a team, right? Mm-hmm. It is a tandem or a brain trust there, and they all, I guess, add in, and it's not about who gets credit in instances. 8-3-2, they go further back, giving the extension to Davis Mills. Like, where are you without
wins.
The particular confidence, cool, calm experience of Davis Mills, mm-hmm. right? I don't know who your backup coordinator is, or backup quarterback rather, mm-hmm. is if it's not Davis Mills, right? Do you have another one? Is it just Graham Mertz? I don't know exactly how that plays out. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, I don't know that you have for certain the calm that you have with him or the particular comfort that he has in seemingly this system that Davis Mills brought to this that seemed to help him get those three wins and just be enough for them offensively. There.
Right. And then how about even smaller margins? I think in 2024, you released Miles Bryant or put him on the practice squad. Then he comes up. I think he was on the squad earlier. Then he goes back to the practice squad. And now he's not dominant by any stretch, but he's making some plays. And then the other one, we were having discussions sitting right here during training camp. Is Tommy Togiai going to make this squad?
Yeah.
And I think most of us said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That dude is integral in what this defense is doing. We didn't even know. We thought he wasn't even going to make the squad.
And like D'Amico said in training camp,
yeah,
when we all kind of snickered in some ways, mm-hmm. that is the most consistent dude maybe on the team.
Yeah.
And buddy, they weren't lying. Like Tommy Togiai, if there's one thing he's going to do, he's going to eat up these blocks. He's going to stop the run. He's mm-hmm. not necessarily going to be moved in those moments. And now he's going to give you some sack and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to give you some of that. And he has been a godsend, especially in this moment where you find Tim Settle goes down. Mm-hmm. He stepped in and had even more of an impact. Like, it scaled.
Yeah.
Right? Typically, at least in my mind, correct me if you think I'm wrong here, if you talk about a player that is lower on the depth chart, so to say, quote unquote, because I know that this team,
they don't consider it that
way.
They
use their depth chart differently. Yeah, yeah. But someone who's lower on the depth chart plays a niche role in a team. When you go, all right, we need you to do more, that doesn't always scale, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes they're at their capacity. It scaled for him. Yeah. He gets more reps, and it's like, here's more production. That's a lot to ask for, especially when you're and being notable on a defense of this caliber, mm-hmm. where you've got dudes all over the place, Petrie, yeah. Stingley, Lassiter,
and
Bullock.
And getting your name called.
And you're getting your name called. That is huge. Yeah. That is huge. We're talking a lot about the defense. I think there is one thing that was a hair pulling out and then ultimately ended up being good, which is the offensive line. I think we'll dig into that more, but I think finally finding and establishing mm-hmm. who was on that offensive line was huge. I don't know if you want to make that as a credit for the coaching staff.
I don't want to.
Okay, very good.
I don't want to. It took them 12 weeks.
It did. It really did. Keep those coming in. 713-572-4610. I want to return to that at some point. We're off and running on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I got this question here. Because the Texans are continuing to make moves as they go through the season. Which new addition has the bigger chance of making an impact for this team? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. It should be a good day here on the program. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling pretty good about today.
Can turn on his mic. I'm
feeling pretty good about
all
today.
Right,
except for that part right there.
Well, as we do on a Wednesday, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shot in the 12 o'clock hour. What else? Oh, and we'll go behind enemy lines at 1 p.m. where we'll talk to Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports. He covers the Cardinals. We'll get a little bit of insight into what they got going there. We were just talking about before the break the decisions or moves that DeMeco made that made the biggest difference in this team's turnaround. And there's a lot of interaction on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, on the text line 713-572-4610. Someone made a point of Jaden Higgins coming along, mm-hmm. and I was like, Does that count as like a decision or a move in what we were talking about?
I wouldn't categorize that one in the same vein, simply because he was a rookie that you kind of expected them to bring along slowly and develop and get implemented into the offense more, sort of like a natural progression, so to speak. It wasn't like, we're going to make this decision. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, there wasn't already a predetermined, you know, sort of baseline for him. So I wouldn't quite put that one there, but we're all happy that he is playing more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wonder if that's the similar feeling for you as like Woody Marks, who mm-hmm. is now getting so many carries
yeah.
after a period of time of us looking at him and being like, shouldn't he get a little bit more?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much of that is like credit deserved versus, hey, this could have happened earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one that's very interesting that people keep bringing up here is Trent Brown. Trent Brown at right tackle. When I talk about finding a little bit of level on the offensive line,
yeah,
that again is one of those things where you go, it took you a while to get there. As you mentioned, you got to week 12, but mm-hmm. like Trent Brown himself, they did not have to go with him in the moment that they did and putting him at right tackle. It did feel like that. In fact, I think I said it that week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Blake Fisher is the dude that they have brought in moments where somebody goes down.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he was active, but how do they feel about having that active swing tackle? It feels like that's who you'd go to in that moment. The answer mm-hmm. was actually no, Trent Brown, and that's worked out decently well.
Both of those were good moves, but I think both of those, the decision was kind of made for you. It wasn't like, hey, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we're going to make a call. You know, hey, Tommy Togiai or Henry To'o To'o, we're going to make a bold decision here with whether it's cutting bait with a high profile safety or a drafted, you know, player in front of them or whatever. So I think these decisions, the Trent Brown decision and the Woody Marks decision, were kind of made for you because you weren't getting production at running back. You know, you had to like, well, let's try this. You know, you had to go there. And at tackle, I never found the stat that we were talking about during the break, but I have seen some numbers, so I'll just generalize here. Blake Fisher, even at tight end.
General numbers.
Here I go generalizing. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Unbelievable.
As opposed to Mr. Data Point over here. But
I need to know what the EPA is.
Yeah.
I need to know what the pass block win rate is.
Okay, those numbers are out there. I just couldn't find them during the break.
Thanks for creating work for me, John.
But there are some analytics and some data that shows that even when Blake, he's just not good, you know, all due respect. Even when he's at tight end, the pressure rate that they allow is higher than with a regular tight end.
Like, this guy. He's been trying to get rid of Blake Fisher for a long time, man.
He's not good. Here we are just giddy about this team. We have to be honest about it, too.
You got to give him some time, man.
How much more time do you need?
It's his second year.
How much more time do you need? So I think those decisions were made for you. Oh, well, we can't play Blake Fisher there. You know, we know that we've had trouble mixing and matching all along. Screw it. Let's put Trent Brown in there and see what we have. And they have something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in diving back into the offensive line. We'll do that later on in the program. But I did ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the new additions has the bigger chance of making an impact for this team? Because we talk about decisions being made. They've had a couple that their hands have been forced on needing to make some level of decision, but they have made those.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being, we talked about this, the running back that was that had played in Missouri. He has bounced around the league a little bit in his first couple of seasons, and now he lands with the Texans as they claimed him off of waivers. That's Cody Schrader, who jumps into a running back room that you start looking up, you go, ooh, it's starting to get a little thin there. Does he have more of an opportunity to make an impact than the newest young man that has been added to this team that, you've added? And, of course, as soon as I go to say his name, my mind goes blank. Can you help me here, John Lopez, or are you also in that place? Naquan Jones. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Naquan Jones, of course. He last played, I believe, with the Chargers earlier on in the season, but he was claimed at the expense of Jalen Mills. Jalen Mills was actually the corresponding move that was dropped from the 53-man roster. But does he have more of an impact or opportunity to make an impact for this team?
I think Naquan Jones has a chance. First of all, everything hinges on the defense. They have gotten a lot of production out of we mentioned Togiai and Settle and Rankins and all that, but now they're short.
Mario Edwards.
Mario Edwards.
I was like, it always feels weird when you leave him out. When you start doing the list, you get far enough where you like,
Rio.
You got to say all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So the way they rotate guys, I think he's got a real shot. Probably, and this might be counter to what you think, but probably even a little higher than Schrader, because I think Woody Marks, they just trust him. It's all about trust on the offense, and you know what? Don't turn the ball over. You got a young guy coming in that has only played one NFL game. I believe that's right, isn't it? One NFL game. He's
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He's appeared in.
Who, Schrader?
Yeah.
He's appeared in more games. I think he's only had one rushing rep.
Maybe like that's
he's
what
had,
it was.
He's
yeah.
had one
yeah.
instance where they put yeah. the ball in his gullet and had him run the football.
I don't think you can trust him. So I'll go with Naquan Jones.
I think yeah. that's actually where I go as well. Like he's more of a refined player in the league. Also, seeing him, went and looked at some of his plays, he does a good job of somewhat similar to Togiai, not to say that he is going to be Tommy Togiai for this team. He's pretty good about not getting moved, and he actually will get upfield and get some tackles. He had 10 tackles in 8 games for the Chargers, and then in his years with the Cardinals and Titans, 48 games, 89 tackles, 6.5 sacks. Like, that's not nothing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not going to come in and immediately be of the most import, but I think being able to have another dude, and especially in the rotation pattern that you've established for this team, yeah. as opposed to having to switch it up a little bit, having another dude that you feel comfortable in that, I think it's good. But I think when you look at the reason why I asked this and felt comfortable asking this as a question is you look at the defense and the defensive line, and I don't know how much I go, they need help. Yeah. You just go, okay, that might be a thing that over time you worry about depth there. This running back room, I do go, oof.
You do need help.
You need help. Yeah. And I think the question is Cody Schrader at a level where he can deliver? I know that they feel good about him. They feel confident in him. But I do wonder how much they actually depend on him in those instances and how much he can make happen. Especially if the offensive line is doing things where, or if they look anything like this week, where it was just like not a lot of room to be to be made, or a lot of yards to be made with the blocking that's created.
I think ultimately it comes back to DeMeco and what he wants from this offense. And frankly, even though we may not be excited about it, I think he would say he trusts Gumbawale more than Schrader at this point. Maybe put him in there a little bit, see what happens in certain situations. But I think it's going to be Woody Marks. And at least for the short term, probably a Gumbawale. Yeah.
Yeah. And also one of the things is like Nick Chubb dealing with that that rib injury.
Hey, we don't know. He may play.
That's one of the things. I was like, I'm interested today in practice to see where Nick Chubb is, like on the designations, if he just doesn't practice, whatever. I think that this was a move made for security, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also worth noting, depending on the – or I guess also recognizing that we're at a point in the season where it's not like you just go to the running back store and pick up a running back.
Yeah.
But I think – the type of running back that they acquired also probably tells us a little bit of something that maybe that they still believe that Nick Chubb will be largely okay.
I think there's uncertainty. Maybe they're confident and they're hopeful, but you don't make a move for a running back that carries the ball ostensibly. That's a running back, not just a blocker or whatever, unless there's a little bit of uncertainty.
The question comes up on the text line. It's one of those things that we've kind of talked about. Do you think that they could have used Damian Pierce right now? And it feels like that's been the Texans' luck. They make a move, and then the player that goes out, you go, ooh.
Yeah, could have used that guy.
Could we have used that guy right now? We were going back and forth about this, I think, in a break yesterday, and I'm not sure. Like, obviously, just having the body and somebody that's done it before, it's valuable. But it just feels like he rarely was a productive guy when you threw him in there at running back.
Yeah, I get the question, and I asked it myself yesterday. Yeah, but it was facetious because I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, and I think honestly he had a chance. I think a lot of people like me and you was probably looking at the rookie year like, oh, maybe he can, you know, he can get back to that.
Yep.
But I think it was probably, to quote the great Lovie Smith, divorce is a good thing.
Yeah.
It could be a good thing. Maybe it was best for both of them to part ways.
It sucked that we didn't get to see very much of him in training camp because it felt like that would have been an opportunity. We talked about it with the scheme and everything to maybe see him be a little bit more productive. But I think that it was telling that once he was healthy, we didn't get much of him at all. Like, we didn't get much instances.
I'm surprised he made the team, to be honest.
I was, too. We talked about that, too.
We all were. All right, and somebody said, what about British Brooks? That's one of those things that we've talked about for a while. I have no idea how they feel about him.
That's a big fella too, man.
It feels very much like he's just fully in fullback mode now, especially with Jakob Johnson being released in order to make room.
It seemed like he changed his whole mindset to be a fullback.
Mm-hmm. You just a fullback.
Now, and if it was a rookie, then that's a little different.
To be fair, where he started from, like just having a consistent roster spot and having a role on a team, I imagine for him, he's like, that's cool. I don't know that he's like, I need to have the ball in my hands. Yeah. But that was a thought that I had. It feels very much the way that they've maneuvered. Like, that's not something that they necessarily lean into. But yes, obviously could have used Joe Mixon. I see you 8-3-2. What you want me to do about that? Like, we just, at this point, we have heard nothing. We know
nothing. What's the latest on Joe Mixon?
I could use $1 million too, man.
Right. There you go. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. With this weekend's game versus the Cardinals being a kids game, rather. Tommy Togiah was asked on Texas All Access what his favorite non-organized sports game they used to play as a kid was. And so inspired by that, what's an old school kids game that you loved? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, we're about to go into our question of the day. A fair question jumps in on the YouTube page. Is Fulu Fatukasi going to be able to return the season? If you remember, he's on IR and has been for a very long time. I think the addition of the additional defensive tackle that they did, what was that? Was that yesterday? Days are running together for me.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Naquan Jones. Mm-hmm. I think that might be pretty telling in the idea that, probably not. And if he does, it's going to be a while because, again, you need to activate him, get him up to speed practicing.
Clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that. But yeah, fair enough. All right, let's get to the question of the day. It's a kids game this weekend for the Cardinals, which... Do you think they did that intentionally? Do you think that they could foresee?
Because of Kyler Murray?
That they were. Was not in my attention, but you know.
That's
what
I thought you was getting at.
Touche. I wasn't even thinking that far. I was just like, did that look at the schedule and like, this is probably a winnable game?
Yeah, let's let the kids have some fun. You know, to do their thing as they
you were like, you thought the kids are going to be up the stands and be like, one of us.
Yeah.
There's one of us down there.
Oh, are they going to have the mascots playing football against kids?
I sure hope
that's
so.
That's the meanest thing that I love.
It really is.
It's the meanest thing that I absolutely love.
Because those mascots
love.
Do not hold back.
They do not.
They should be throwing them kids to the turf.
It's hilarious and awful at the same time.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there. The question is, what's an old school kids game that you love?
Yeah.
Came to us via Mark Vandermeer, who loves asking, just kind of a...
Offbeat
question to all of the interview subjects that he has on a weekly basis. This week on the player show, Tommy Togiah, man of the hour, was asked about the game that he liked to play. Not obviously organized sports, the game he liked to play as a kid.
Tommy, it's Kids Day, presented by Texas Children's, at NRG Stadium on Sunday when you entertain the Arizona Cardinals. So the Kids Day question is this. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Maybe outdoor game. You can't say football, organized sports. It's got to be something you did with the neighborhood kids or your family, whatever. Maybe a board game or a sport outside. What comes to mind when I say this?
I think there was like two really growing up outdoor ones where we played kickball, and the other one was like Foursquare.
Oh, Foursquare. Yeah.
Foursquare. Yeah.
Foursquare.
Elite game.
I remember playing that.
Yeah, that's a wild one and definitely an old school. What's an old school game you loved? I said it earlier. I just want to reiterate for anyone who doesn't listen. Some people may not even know what this is. I think a lot of people may not even know what this is. I played the hell out of Jax. The little rubber ball and the little, I guess it's like
I think those almost are technically like the jacks, right?
The
I don't
jacks
know.
Jacks
exactly
are almost like
those.
A diamond, not diamond shape. It's kind of hard to describe.
They hurt when you step on them.
They hurt when you step on them, but I could scoop those suckers. And you know, you go first. You got to get one, and then two, and I think there's eight of them. I used to love. I played the heck out of that.
That also, game was banned in my house because of that.
Because stepping on them?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with jacks?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with jacks?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I just never really played it.
I played the hell out of it. Yeah. Also nighttime tag. Nighttime tag.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
Well, it evolved, to put it that way.
Okay. All right.
But nighttime tetherball.
I legitimately, and this is the God's honest truth, I had never seen or touched a tetherball in real life until Friday at Raven Tower.
Oh, really?
I went out to see the fellas of the drive and out on their patio or whatever in the outdoor space. There's a tetherball out there, and I went out there and just was like, all right, what is this thing? Because I, in my 33 years of life, had never.
It's useless, and I wasn't good at it, but there was a scoring system and stuff. I forget how it worked, but what about you?
There's some ones that are coming in on the text line that have actually refreshed my memory. The one that came to mind for me, especially going to like high school baseball games, you know, at the high school, was like playing wall ball.
Yeah.
Just getting a tennis ball and just, you know, throwing at the wall, running at the wall, things of that nature. But there's been other ones that came up. Like kickball came to mind for me, and I definitely played that, but that feels like that's still a little bit more towards it. Hide and seek and capture the flag.
Capture the flag was fun.
Huge for me, especially when you get real big with it. Like we would play it over the entirety of the playground. So like you're navigating, trying to hide. It was really huge. Yeah, man. Those were really big ones for me.
Old school, Figgy.
Yeah, old school. The games we used to play, similar to hide go seek, but it's more, I guess, for older kids. But manhunt.
Oh,
we used to do a thing called manhunt.
Oh yeah.
Where it used to be a group of people. Let's say it was 20 of us, then 10 people would be the people that's hunting, and the other 10 would be the ones that's hiding.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't just be in at one house or anything. We'd be all over the neighborhood.
Oh, that's incredible.
And then when you catch them, you literally got to beat them up. So like you get stomped out, you get punched.
Stomped out?
Yeah, yeah. Now, manhunt, man. That's
also called assault.
Yeah, but you know what? As a kid, you need motivation. If you don't want to get beat up,
I think the best part is when you catch somebody, you beat them up, and then you're like, all right, you on our team now. Where's the other guy?
So
they pretty much ratting out everybody else. I think I saw him over there behind that house.
A lot of people have said marbles, and there's two versions.
Oh, I was huge in marbles.
Okay, did you know the two versions? There's marbles where you have the circle and you just play.
Yeah.
And then there's keepsies. Did you ever play keepsies?
I did.
That was intense. I would sweat because you used to collect marbles. You had a box full of marbles.
Taking people's marbles.
And there was like the cat eye. Why do I remember all this stuff? There were like some different versions of marbles that were kind of considered, you know, more, you know, elite or whatever. And then when you played keepsies, if they knocked yours out, they kept it. And I was like, dang it. Yeah, marbles was always big time.
They said that's called gang violence. someone did begin with a name that I'm very familiar with, the 936. D'Amico Ryans also had that dilemma, although he handled it very well. Well, apparently the game, they used to call it hot ball, which, you know, throw the ball in there. Whoever catches it now becomes the antagonist of everything. Everybody's trying to go get that person. I know that there is a name that a lot of people called it that we probably shouldn't.
I used to call it Dino Man.
Dino Man. I hadn't heard that until you said that a couple of years ago.
It's pretty much football. And if you get tackled, then you throw it up in the air.
Yeah.
And then whoever catch it, now you got to tackle them pretty much.
And how about the
sideline pop, because we used to play in the street.
How about the least surprising thing of all when they asked Nick Caserio this question? To no one's surprise, Monopoly. Come on, man. We're talking about, you know.
It's not surprising at all, man.
Of course, Monopoly. Of course you play
businesses
Monopoly.
And all that stuff, building hotels. And
creating deals.
Yeah.
Trying to get over on people, put
Monopoly.
Them out of business.
I'm sure his parents was like, I know you about to be a GM of an NFL team.
That's right.
Did y'all ever play Jackpot?
Jackpot, explain it.
So, you know, one person has the ball, they'll throw the ball up. Ultimately, like, the goal is to reach a certain point score. Mm-hmm. People, you know, use different scoring systems. You call out a point score and you throw the ball up and everybody's just trying to jump up and get the,
usually
like a football. And then there'd be instances where you throw it up and you call jackpot and that's like an instant win of sorts, right?
Oh,
like that's at least that's the way that I remember it being played. You could tell me if I'm wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible that's there. But yeah, man, like that's one of those that is really fun to play, but then is also even more fun on a trampoline. Like, there's a lot of these games that if you add the trampoline to it, you go, oh, okay, this is a lot, one, a lot more fun, and two, very, very, a lot more likely to get into.
Wrestling. Oh, on the trampoline.
Yep. I was up there as well.
You could do all those flips and stuff.
Yeah.
I never played, where was it? I just lost it. Red Rover.
Oh, we played that a lot. Oh, that was Playground.
Yeah, I never played Red Rover.
My generation Playground was really like dangerous. You know, they had metal, you know, jungle gyms on concrete. Yeah. We would play Red Rover. And then I've told you this one before. We played Buck, where the front guy, it's like five or six people. The front guy holds onto a tree, and then every person behind him holds onto their waist, and you bend over. So it's like a line of kids. And then the other five or six take a running start and try to like jump onto them to break the chain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're breaking backs and everything else. And there was some rough ones. Buck was a tough one.
Why are we like this?
I don't know.
Why are kids like this?
What about as far as basketball, just like on the court type fun, horse, sure. All around the world?
Around the world is
21
a good one.
Was always good.
21. Yeah. But that now we're really getting to just playing basketball.
Yeah.
A lot of great ones. Dodgeball. Something as simple as dodgeball was great. Appreciate you guys. Simon Says. I feel like Simon Says was never as fun for me.
It was more on TV.
He would just cheat it. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, what are we doing here? Hide and go get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is when we need to stop playing the game. That is the question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next. Let's go around the NFL where the team that you're facing off against had a really bad injury note yesterday. Plus, I found this to be a very interesting research that had came out that I think it says a little something about the NFL at large. I want to talk about that next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.